This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
My Buddy's an Idiot is where you get to call out your friend for a terrible sports or pop culture opinion. And I will say I'm an idiot. You know, I know this is reserved for my buddy, but I'm an idiot for not being able to pause the TV in time to get a picture of what I believed was orange-haired, mulleted RJ Choppy earlier tonight.
Oh, no.
You didn't even point at the TV and said, hey, look, what's going on? So at least one of us would have been able
to see it. We had something good going on the show, and, you know, it's not often that's happening. You know, so I wanted to make sure that we kept that thing rolling. And then at the same time, it went by too quickly.
Okay. Know?
And that's called squirrel. All right. So, and we've learned, Kevin, over years that if you squirrel too much,
don't do that.
People don't want, they don't listen. So we don't want to squirrel it off.
Huh?
Guys, my buddy's an idiot. He wiped his rear at Boy Scout camp with poison ivy from the 469.
Oh.
What did she say
if
about that?
If you're a Boy Scout. If you're a Boy Scout, should lesson number one
always be prepared?
Not be, what in the hell does poison ivy look like? Right? Like,
sure.
That's the first thing you need to know.
And if it's not, it should be what to wipe with.
Yes.
Right?
Use your hand.
Oh. I guess that's better than getting poison ivy.
Dig
in your
an S hole and then use your hand. Cover it up.
Right. I mean, that's what
classy.
You do out in the woods.
This show is always
classy. What do you do when you're out in the woods? You just go on top of the dirt and then cover it up? You dig a hole.
I look for a bear, see where he would ass in the woods, and then that's where I go.
My buddy's an idiot because during the commercial break,
I knew you were going to bring this up.
I said, so you didn't like 300 at all? And Kevin's return was, no, it's bad. It sucks.
It does. You know what happens in that movie? Nothing but a whole bunch of slow motion.
What are you talking about, Persian?
Like, that's the only interesting part is that weird, giant, androgynous villain. And then there's just a whole bunch of slow motion. That's the entire movie. If you've never seen it, that's the whole movie. And they lose.
And fighting and then one-liners. And it's action movie greatness. Okay?
It's boring. And it's dumb.
I can understand saying, oh, I didn't like it. But just to be like, it's crap and it's dumb.
It
and
is.
It's whatever.
All they do is...
That's why we can't be friends, Kevin.
The movie is 35 minutes long, and they pad it out to 2 hours by making every other scene in slow motion.
They also did that in 1962 when they did the 300 Spartans, and it was an hour and 54 minutes long. So I wonder if that was kind of like an homage to the old movie. I didn't love it.
Yes!
Colby, listen, I wanted to. I really wanted to, but there were parts of it that I was just like, what are we doing here with this? Like, the story's awesome. I love the story. The movie needed to be shorter. I agree with that.
Okay.
That being said, Battle of Thermopylae or whatever it is, like, was a very small story in a very massive epic. You know, like that was all the Greek mythology. That was a very small story along the entire lines of things. So but yeah, I don't believe Kevin's an idiot for not liking that movie.
Oh, no, he is.
But I also don't believe that you're an idiot for liking it. So
I didn't say I was an idiot. I just said Kevin was.
Okay.
It would
all right.
be weird That's if fine. You submitted yourself.
From the 469, 300 did suck. But 302 had a really hot chick get naked. So
was
Eva she the
Green.
One that beat up the dude?
I definitely did you, not see that. See I just
it?
Know Eva Green's in it.
Yeah, I think she had like a scene.
She gets naked a lot.
Yeah,
I could see that.
It was
that.
A good scene. I watched that.
What? Hold on. I don't know what this means. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot because he ruined the ending of Red Dead Redemption 2 for me and 6 coworkers. He ruined the end of a video game?
Oh, yeah. That's actually a massive story. So, yeah.
What?
No, I mean, that's...
Like the end of Metroid where you find out it's a girl? Or Super Metroid?
Yeah, it would be kind of... not. that groundbreaking back
the
then.
Hell are you saying?
Yeah, Metroid. Metroid's a girl.
Samus.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hashtag feminism.
Metroid shoots a little cannon out of her arm.
Yeah, yeah, out of her arm.
Correct.
See, you got it.
Wow, makes sense now.
Yeah.
Just like a woman.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
And if
more on that later.
And if you, what was it? You beat the game in a certain amount of time on Super Metroid, you could see her in a bikini.
Whoa,
really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, so there is.
It was a 16-bit bikini. It's not like it's the greatest thing you've ever seen in
so
your entire
Corey's
life.
Going out of his way now that he learned
it is a bikini.
So
Super Metroid was better.
This is a big deal. Is like people are having the ends of the video game spoiled for them.
I mean, you spend constant hours trying to get to a certain ending and trying to find out what happens at the end of that game, and then they tell you, by the way, because there's what? I think that game plays like about 80 hours worth of gameplay.
Okay, so it's clearly
maybe
more. It's clearly more complicated than you just have to save one person and you know who you're going to save. Like,
right.
Because that doesn't seem like that would be a spoiler, but okay.
A couple of things to get to here from the 817 No Dumb Buddy comments, but I'll say that anyone that doesn't realize the genius in every segment of KNC is an idiot. This show is best on air, KNC for life. So just wanted to point that out. And then
that person might be an idiot.
I don't know if I can find the genius in every segment,
no.
But I mean, like most of the segments,
okay.
pretty brilliant. This is the one that I like the most, though, from 940. My buddy's an idiot because they thought, my buddies are idiots, I guess, because they thought the 105.3 The Fan announcer guy with the smooth voice was computer generated.
That's a real person.
What's his name?
Huh?
What's his name?
I don't
Ed? Remember.
Big voice guy?
Mac? Tom?
Yes.
Knows his name? Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not. None of that's computer generated. That's legit real.
Oh, I think I might know who this is taking a shot at. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He had a whipped cream bar at his wedding, and it was a total failure. Is that a shot at Jared?
I don't know. What invited?
Yeah, we're the only show who did.
What is
How the hell
cream
did Sean
bar?
Sharif get invited to that wedding and we didn't?
They hang out outside of the, like,
I can see that.
Because Sharif has
Does
money.
Does it have real responsibilities and stuff? I gotcha.
From the 214, my
buddy. That's right.
My buddy's an idiot because he loves Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, that's me. I love Phantom of the Opera. Man, Nick doesn't love Phantom of the Opera. He's a bad person. I like him otherwise.
I agree.
Bad.
My buddy's an idiot. He has a man bun.
Oof. Oh. Sometimes does Eric rock the man bun? Or Rico, as you call him.
Yeah,
yes.
Rico does carry the man bun around a little bit every once in a while.
Yeah, but he seems good otherwise. Are you, like, can you forgive? Oh, no. Can you forgive the man bun if they seem like a good dude otherwise?
I mean, not really.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. From the 940, my buddy's an idiot. He urinated on a security fence, and you go to the hospital because it burned his
penis.
You can't say that.
I mean,
you can't say penis.
Dump that, Parker.
What?
What he just said?
There's probably
a
limit, but I think two is okay.
Oh,
right.
Well, I have to dump Corey now because he settled a third.
Yeah,
time.
Thanks a lot, jerk. I'm an idiot because I just now tuned into you guys. Forgiveness. That segment's on Friday.
You gotta wait till Friday. Right. So you're just gonna have to listen till then.
Yeah.
Please remind us.
I've accidentally done that before. It's not fun.
What?
On an electric fence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not fun at all.
Why would you do that?
Well, I had
it's
to go.
It's electric.
Yeah, I was out.
Why not just pee on the grass?
Yeah.
I thought I was. And just got a little too far out there.
I really wish you guys could have seen the hand gesture that he was making. I'm still not entirely sure what was happening in that hand gesture, but it was amazing.
You know, you're going outside and there's nobody around you, so you can just let her fly and let her go wherever she wants to. And
her? Who's her?
Is your ding-dong a woman?
No!
Hey, Sally, let's get to work. You know, is that what you do?
No!
Does it have a name?
Yes!
What is it?
Don't say it on air. I have a feeling you can't.
I can't.
Pedro.
Mm-mm. I could say that on
okay,
air.
Okay, my guess is it's Captain F-Stick.
Not wanted to say.
Okay. I don't know why. That just seems like what you would call it.
You walk into a room. And
all right, just, Captain F Stick, time to get to work.
You're just standing there in your crop top, cut off t-shirt, nothing else on. All right.
Man. What a weird KNC softcore that just turned into.
Military boots.
Guys, I just wanted to throw this out there real quick. Is Major League Baseball an idiot? First of all, did you know that there's a platinum glove?
What?
Yeah, I guess I didn't know that.
No.
So
how many people have won the platinum
glove? Okay, so actually, every year, they give out the platinum glove for the best defensive player in the league. All right, so they just started doing this, well, I don't know how long. But Nolan Arenado has won the Platinum Glove the last 2 years, and he just won his sixth Gold Glove.
Started in 2011.
Okay, so not too long. So he won a Gold Glove, and he won a Platinum Glove. Both of them say the exact same thing, even though one on the bottom says you're the best in the entire league, as opposed to just at your position. They both say that they're Gold Glove awards. So there's a picture on social media of him and a teammate holding both of the awards, and people are like, hold on, why did both of the awards say Gold Glove? So Major League Baseball kind of, they kind of dropped the ball.
You know who has two of these?
Pudge.
No. I mean, 2011, Kevin.
It's always Pudge.
Right.
No, it's not.
Pudge. Nolan Arenado. I just told you he has got two of them.
No.
Lynn. Arenado.
Adrian Beltre.
Oh.
Got one in 2011 and one in 2012. And somebody else has four of them. Four. National League.
I don't know.
He got his in 2011, 12, 14, and 15. It is Yadier Molina.
Oh, yeah.
Who won, I think, World Series in 2011.
Okay.
Stop you can it. Stop that stop right it. Now. So the platinum glove is not platinum?
It's gold?
No,
it's
gold? It is, but they put the plaque on there, Gold Glove. They even though just, it's not gold.
They couldn't just change
yeah.
the lettering?
When they 817, my buddy's an idiot because he pulled down his pants in class.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can get... If you're like 18, I'm pretty sure you can get charged with a sex crime. For
yeah,
that.
And you can't do that to other people, too. Like, don't forget that part. That's not good either.
No.
Oh, I pantsed him. That's not funny. People don't like that.
You dude. don't think people I like being pantsed?
I don't.
I mean, if it's not happening to you, it's funny.
No, yeah, I don't think it's funny at all, man. Nobody wants to see
oh,
that.
Oh, do you have sympathy for the other person
nobody
that got pantsed?
Nobody wants to deal with
you
that
got,
situation.
Kind of
I never had. It never happened to me.
Situation in the past.
I was one of those that was never trying to pick on people. I was always trying to help people out, and I was like, no.
I never tried to pant somebody.
Why do you do that to somebody?
That I was trying to be funny about. Trying to get into people's pants before, but that was
oh my lord
story.
With Captain F Stick.
That's right.
We're the KNC masterpiece on 105.
A cape that fits on him that says
oh
that.
Oh my god, that's
did you
an image.
Gender mid segment.
I'm never gonna be able to.
Yeah, it was a woman a few minutes ago.
Oh, good night. Just like the chick from Super Metroid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.